State is going to the big dance for the first time.
To many of us, the middle of March means St. Patrick's Day or just 3 weeks from opening day for baseball. But for many, many more of you, the middle of March is March Madness. It's college basketball. And if you are like most people around our office, you got to get to work on that bracket. There are five teams making first-time appearances in this year's NCAA tournament. You got Northwestern, you got UC Davis. Of course, there are also the veteran squads like Villanova, UNC. Of course, you got Arizona in there. For most of us, filling out a good bracket is a fool's errand to begin with, but with all the analysis pouring in off the internet and from cable sports, especially from your friends, it can seem like an exercise sometimes in writing random college names on a chart. But first tip-off is Thursday at 12:15 p.m. Eastern, and that means that you need to get to work, and we've got the guru to help you win this year.
I'm Joe Gagliano, sports gambling expert, and person that orchestrated and financed the largest sports scandal in history.
And what he's talking about there is the Arizona point-shaving scandal. It was a sports bribery conspiracy involving the Arizona State men's basketball team during the 93-94 NCAA season. Gagliano talks all about it in his new book called No Gray Areas, and those fixing days are behind him, thankfully, and now he spends his time giving out advice on how to fill out those tournament brackets. Here are his top three tips.
My number one tip for the NCAA pools is not to be predictable. Everyone's going to have the usual suspects going all the way, whether it's the Elite Eight, the Final Four, or in the championship game. Everyone's going to have your Kentuckys, the Kansas, the Dukes, the Villanovas. So you're not going to surprise anyone. Where you're going to be different and where you're going to make your pool make sense is when you pick up all the cheap points in rounds one and two. The 5-12 matchups, the 6-11 matchups, the 7-10 matchups. So those are where you're going to pick up some points, and that's where you're going to actually be able to outperform other people inside your pool.
Well, it's not enough to be unpredictable, Gagliano says. You also need to look at each team's current playing history.
Pick teams that have momentum. Pick teams that have momentum. Don't be afraid to take the lower-seeded teams. Look at the last five games that the teams have played. Don't lose track of the fact that these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. And although they're wickedly talented athletically, they're probably, for the most part, a little mentally unstable. If you get a team that has confidence behind them, even though they're in a inferior conference, but if they've got a whole bunch of momentum behind them and they're on a four-game win streak, five-game win streak, these kids just believe they could do anything at that point.
Of course, the key here is to have fun, but you also got to be smart about how you're betting.
If you're going to play it and you're going to gamble it and you're going to try to pick some winners, just don't play with the rent money. Just don't play with money that's going to make a difference in your life. Just play with what you need to have fun and to keep you interested and try to beat the other people inside your pool.
Well, there's some sound advice, hopefully, from Joe Gagliano, sports betting guru and former NCAA point-shaving fixer. And we're asking you all about the tournament. Are you filling out a bracket for the college basketball tournament? If so, do you have tips of your own?
Hi, I'm John from Wausau, New York. For me, bracketology is all about the coolest mascots, especially if the team is like an 11th seed. At least that's what the boss's wife said as she took the entire office pool last year.
And this from Lima, Ohio, they say, pick Michigan. See, that's no kind of advice. Those are just your favorite teams. If you're not a fan of college basketball, there are always these great spinoff brackets that happen every year. We love the one at KPCC in Los Angeles. They have a bracket where you can match your favorite public radio shows. But what are some of your favorite spinoff tournaments that you can follow this time of year?
Hi, this is Jessica calling from Brooklyn. My husband and I actually did a bracket with our top 16 baby names when I was pregnant. So we seeded them in alphabetical order, and each name did battle against the names that were adjacent to it until we came out with a winner. And my husband's winner ended up being our winner.
This is Alan in Brooklyn, New York. Some brackets I've been following lately include the Trevor Noah bracket for Trump tweets and recently Bill Maher's brackets for worst congressman.
And here's a key question. What do you do if you're not a basketball fan, but you love someone who is?
Hi, my name's Melissa Coakley. I'm calling from Drake, Massachusetts. If you lose a loved one to March Madness, here are some things you can do. One, make sure you text your loved ones any important life events they miss while they're quote-unquote missing. This will help reorient them once they return. Two, cook your favorite food or order your favorite takeout, or you choose the movie. It's all about you until your lost loved ones return. Three, steer the ship. Make sure your lost loved one has food, water, and shelter, and see that their affairs are in order. Someone has to look out for the lost. Solidarity.
Call us with your predictions or your March Madness bracket tips or your favorite spinoff tournaments. It's 8778MYTAKE. You can always reach us on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway. And you can always reach me directly on Twitter. I'm at Todd Zwillick.